you guys know what the best pairing for weekend pizza is? Or weeknight pizza?
Kisses.
It ain't a nice bottle of beautiful white wine with a Bianco pizza. You know what it really is? It's an ice cold refreshing brew with your pizza. But not just any brew. The best non-alcoholic beverage around, Athletic Brewing.
Oh, Athletic's
fantastic. You know that pairing? Did your sommelier tell you that?
I'm a big fan of Athletic. I'm a big fan. I have some in my fridge. I'm my kids right now. I have some in my home fridge as we speak that I paid full retail for.
So if you visit a pizza shop, especially if you visit one of Chris Bianco's great, great restaurants, you don't have to ask for a beverage menu or a wine menu. You can just say, can I see a Marionberry Sour, a Trailblazer, an Irish Red, one of the many delicious flavors brewed by Athletic Brewing? And now you know. Now you know. We just changed the whole pizza eating game.
And even more than that, if you're Chris Bianco, you're about to find out you don't have to pay full retail
for
your Athletic.
Oh my God.
If you use
20% off your purchase
from
Athletic Brewing, if you put the promo code ATHLETICGIFT20, one word, get $20 off. Get 20% off your purchase of $20 more. Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, $20 more.
They changed it. We changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you guys.
Still sounds like a win-win to me, huh, Cal? Sounds like a win-win.
We have Kelly Meinhardt and Chris Bianco, if you haven't heard them already, as guests on today's pod. It's been long overdue. Check out Dinner Time Live, Netflix, Tuesdays, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All episodes of Chrissy and Dave Dine Out available to stream on Hulu. And join us on YouTube. Visit us. Just pop in Major Domo Media and you will see our Major Domo Media YouTube channel. Subscribe and let's get on to the show. Welcome to the Dave Chang Show, part of the Ringer Podcast Network, presented by Major Domo Media. Thank you, Yola Tango, as always. We're joined today with our good friends, Chris Bianco, creator of the best pizza and one of the best chefs around in the universe, Chris Bianco, and Kimmelot creative executive, Kelly Meinhardt.
Oh my God. Yes! Come on, no big whoop.
You did it.
No big whoop.
I mean, if you don't like it so much, Kelly, you shouldn't introduce yourself like that every time I see you.
Every fucking time.
Every time I see you, I was like, I know we've met. Hung out.
Kelly, nice to meet you. Kelly Meinhardt.
Kelly's awesome, man.
That was horrible.
Do you hate it? Do you want us to not do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're joined with Kelly Meinhardt, person extraordinaire.
There we go.
Oh, my God. She's mysterious, so we all know she's got shit going on. That's the thing about Kelly. There's always shit going on. We're like, where's Kelly? Is shit going on?
One time, this six-year-old read me to filth. Do you know that expression?
No.
I got read to filth. I got seen right through. One of my children's friends said, Kelly, we'd be such great friends, but you're just too complicated. A six-year-old told me that.
Oh, my God. They know.
And he saw me. He read me.
We got an Ask Dave, and I have a question to sort of get into this topic that Kelly just brought in. An Ask Dave with Chris and Kelly, and then we're going to do pasta potluck and a buy and sell. We haven't done a buy and sell, or really, we should rename it after Huey Lewis, either or.
Yeah.
Four against. But Kelly, you had just mentioned something before we went on air about the Oscars, and I missed a DM from you about a certain actor that we love dearly. Can I ask, since you love the Oscars as much as you do, and we were so unhelpful in playing
so
the Oscar game.
Useless.
Unhelpful
is the understatement.
It was like talking to two brick walls.
It was one of the lowest rated podcasts we've had. I don't blame anybody for just turning it off.
That was so weak.
Yeah.
Woo.
There's other podcasts on the Ringer Network that are not betting podcasts.
No race.
That talk about culture. Yeah. But soon you can bet on those too. But Kelly, you were at the Oscars.
I was.
Can you give me the top 5 most attractive people that you saw that you were like, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
My goodness.
This is like a loaded question.
I know it's loaded. That's why I had to ask that you were like, whoa. You were thinking to yourself like, whoa. And then you walked away.
Okay. Right off the bat, Carey Mulligan. I've never in my once been like, Carey Mulligan. She is her. Her is she. She was wearing this dress. I have never seen anything like it. She was stunning. Carey Mulligan.
Dress.
Oh yeah, look it up. It's fantastic. Greta Lee is just, there's nothing to say. She looked incredible. You guys, Margot Robbie is Margot Robbie.
What a surprise.
Like, what can you
say? She
looked
good, huh?
I'm also going to say it, surprise man in here, Robert Downey Jr.'s outfit, that was hot. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What did RDJ wear?
Look it up.
It was black.
Robert Downey Jr. Hot. Search that.
Nice.
It's auto-completing from my previous
sexy
searches.
Oscars bit.
Ooh, all black.
And
look
he just
that.
Looked cool. His slacks hit him well.
Damn. Okay. Okay, RDJ.
And
Carey Mulligan dress. Incredible.
Not that I'm in condoning drug use at all. I'm not.
No.
But I bet you it must have been fun doing it with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, back
cannot
in the day,
even
oh
imagine.
Yeah.
Cannot even imagine.
He's in my top five. If theoretically I was going to do a lot of recreational drugs.
Oh, dude. That would be doing drugs. I thought you just said it would have been good to do it with Robert Downey.
No, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying a fictionalized world that it might be entertaining.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun. It'd be super fun.
And then rounding out with number five, Emily Blunt. Mm. She's just
fantastic.
Gorgina.
Now do the ugliest five.
No, no. It's no ugly.
Emily Blunt is so nice in real life, too.
Wow.
She's.
I love to hear that.
So nice.
She's the best.
Yeah, really the best. Yeah.
Keep bragging that you guys have all met Emily Blunt.
Not me.
Continue.
Ooh, this dress also.
John Krasinski,
so
strapping
cool.
man, by the way.
Yeah.
Tall.
Handsome.
Well.
He's a movie star. You see him and you're like, oh, he's
but he
a
wasn't,
movie star.
And now he is.
Now he is.
Well, Emily's sister, Felicity, helped me with my book. She was very patient with me and my horrible. I was the worst. I mean, I was the worst to work with anyway, with that kind of stuff, because I was so terrible. I don't know English, basically.
Which book is it?
The only book I have.
What is it called?
It's called I got it. That's why I'm broke. No, I'm just kidding. I'm very successful, kind of. According to my mother.
Plug the book.
So what's it
my
called?
My book is,
doesn't know the name of the book.
No, it's called Bianco Pizza Pasta and Other Things I Like and Love, I think it's called. I believe. But anyway, she's incredibly kind to me and patient and here's to all the Blunts out there.
Well, I just want to get that out of the way.
Thank you.
That was good. That was like being there. It was like fucking being
by the
there.
Way,
and the winner is, I guess, America.
When you would use the restroom, was it awesome?
Oh my gosh. That's where I ran into a certain someone and I almost threw up.
Mm-hmm. Do they have Tic Tacs in there or anything like that?
No.
I wanted to.
I could not tell you the last place I went that had Tic Tacs.
I don't think I've ever
anywhere.
Been to a bathroom.
You know what? I've never been in a bathroom with Tic Tacs, but I was thinking like in the Oscars, like with all, like the onus on your
maybe a potential sponsorship next year.
I think Tic Tacs listening, you know, because with the UFOs, it look like Tic Tacs.
How does it work for if you're at the Oscars and you're at the bathroom and you're wearing like an elaborate gown? Is there like a team ready to help you back into it, or do you just
no.
gotta like do it?
You see it, those A-list stars that are just hoofing it in there themselves. Holding
really?
It up. Oh, yeah.
And they've got to like straighten it all back out
yeah, I mean,
and figure it out.
Sometimes they'll bring a friend to, you know, aid
oh
in the
God.
Dress lifting, but.
I mean,
they're
impossible.
Just
it
like
seems
us.
Like that's the place to
I mean,
be,
I
to
do
hang
have
out,
help me.
To watch and to talk. I think there's a party in there.
Yeah. The bathroom is the coolest place. Everyone's got to go there at one point.
I can't believe we got into
yeah,
bathroom talk already.
Like
we got into bathroom talk so quickly.
Well, now that you bring that up.
Was there snacks though?
No.
In the bathroom? God.
No, not in the fucking bathroom. In the Oscars.
Oh, Jimmy gave everyone snacks under their seats.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what kind of snacks?
There's no snacks in the bathroom. Just to stop the thing. There never should be a snack in the bathroom. Not a snack, edible snack. I was saying like a Tic Tac in a container, like a little one. Being
is Tic Tac
oh,
the no. most?
It's like eating in bed, I'm against anyway.
You can't have Tic Tacs in the bathroom. You can't have loose candy in the bathroom.
No, you would need like a
wrapped mint.
No, I mean, you get a whole fucking, if I was...
Oh,
if
you
I
give
was,
a whole box of sealed
fucking,
Tic Tacs.
That's
expensive.
I'm sorry.
I'm giving you, everybody gets a Tic Tac. Everybody get the Oscars.
I didn't. I was thinking small.
Quick dad's corner here. You know, it's a good thing to give to your kids from the get-go as a reward, as candy. Tic Tac. The first introduction to the world of candy is a single Tic Tac.
I was going to say Benadryl.
That too.
I get that. You're setting the bar. They don't know. They're not aware of the existence of like the king size Twix bar.
Yeah.
Right?
Just a single Tic Tac.
They think like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
A tiny little pellet of sugar. I've never had anything
the most
like
genius
this.
Thing I've ever been part
that's
of.
That's very smart.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. No matter how you like your eggs, scrambled, over easy, or sunny side up, the people at Vital Farms believe in one thing, keeping it bullshit free. That's why their pasture-raised eggs come from hens who each have over 108 square feet of space to roam and forage all year round. So you can spend less time questioning your food and more time enjoying it. Look for Vital Farms in your grocery store and learn more at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
You know, what do we have?
A pizza and pasta potluck. Hey, everyone. If you guys were to throw a pizza and pasta potluck for the group here, okay? So Senator Bianco, Kelly, Ying, and Dave, what pizza and pasta dish would you bring to the party? So one pizza and one pasta. Tell me what's on the pizza.
Oh, shit. You guys go. You guys go ahead. This is out of my jurisdiction.
One pizza. Well, you can't bring a pie like Bianco's from Pizzeria Bianco because that's either good frozen and reheated at your home, and you can get that frozen where, Chris Bianco?
At Gold Belly.
Yeah. Or,
what? You know. Sorry. Wait. What did you just say?
Yeah, what did
I
you
say? I said Gold Belly.
Gold Belly.
It's Gold Belly.
Yeah, Gold Belly. All right?
There's a Gold Belly. No, it's okay. Gold Belly.
So, like, that's the only time I like eating a thin Bianco-style pizza or Neapolitan-style pizza because you can't get that delivered at home. You just can't. No. You got to eat it there. So those pies are out.
They're out.
Now, yeah. If somebody brought that to the party, I'd be like, it's nice, but it's they're nice. Dumb. They're a little dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I would not bring mine.
You know, unless they had a setup where it was a well ahead of time that you knew that, hey, I'm going to bring like 20 of these pies from Pizzeria Bianco. Do you have an oven? Do you have a Gozni? Do you have something that I can reheat these in? Then yeah, if it's set up properly, that's the only time. Then this person is not dumb.
Yeah.
They're smart. Mm-hmm. See?
That's thoroughness. That's what makes
so
Dave, that's what I think Dave
for pizza,
shot.
If I'm not going to get a Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, those kinds, right? We're going to go by a local independence or whatever. I'd probably have to go with a Sicilian style or a square pie because they have the density to hold up and they're you're really thinking about eating a pizza that's not even room temp, close to cold, and it can still be delicious and crunchy. And I think it's a Sicilian pie. As for a pasta, it's clear that it needs to be something that is sandbagged. It has to be something that is already hammered, like a lasagna or stuffed shells or something like that. So I'm going with stuffed shells.
Dave, I mean, come on. That's
I'm going to go
run.
With a zucchini.
That's a fucking home run.
Zucchini, ricotta, stuffed shells.
If these mics weren't $6,000, that'd be a mic drop.
those are my pizza pasta.
Yeah, I think fucking, I mean.
But people, it's different for you because people expect a certain thing from you if you are going to bring food.
You know what,
pizza
though? I would say for that reason, I would like to dress it down. You know, I think I would like to. I would, I don't want to, like, you don't want to show up. We were talking a little bit before about showing up at events. I'd like to bring, I mean, if I brought something, what am I talking now?
I think I know what you're going to bring.
No, I would say, like, I'd fucking bring exactly what Dave's going to bring in a way. I'd bring something I can, that is like, if this was a French fry party, right? We'd fucking bring the French fries and we'd fucking fry them once at the house. And we bring them and we fry those motherfuckers when we get to the party.
But it's not. It's a pizza and pasta party.
You can't do it, Chris, because I already called dibs on it.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I would bring, this is what I bring. I would bring, since Dave took what I would fucking bring. And he said stuffed shells. But in that same thing, I would bring, I'd go with something old school like baked ziti. Go baked ziti.
Nice.
In the same
very nice. Mm-hmm.
It's
very
all
nice.
The same thing.
Very nice.
Same, you know, same litter, different puppy. You know,
but I know basically. What kind of pizza you're going to bring.
You know, Dave brought a Sicilian. I'm going to bring.
I know what you're going to bring.
I'm going to bring a pane. You know, we did a New York style.
This is like, this is tantric answering to this question.
And
what
I'm
going to
do,
pizza?
I'm going to fucking half bake it. And then at your house, if you got an easy bake oven or a big magnifying glass to heat that motherfucker up, we're going to go with
that.
So
you're saying New York style.
I'm going to go with the New York style, uncut, half, three-quarter baked.
I don't think that's the real Chris Bianco answer. I'm sorry. I've seen the multiverse and I know what Chris is going
to bring.
What do
you think?
I think Chris Bianco is going to bring his focaccia.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring my focaccia.
Because he doesn't have to be repeated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he might bring a side
I
of...
I wasn't thinking... You know. Well, this is what Dave's right. As Dave is right often. But where he's right here is I would stop because it was focaccia in the multiverse of focaccia and pizza being the same. Definitely going with the focaccia. Probably gonna go with the lemon focaccia. You know, because I don't want it to be, because if other people are bringing the pizza, I always want to think about what you're bringing. You know, if you're bringing, it's like music. I mean, I want to make sure that you might most likely not gonna bring a lemon slice with red onion and whatever. So I'm bringing the lemon focaccia, and then I'm bringing big ziti, because that one, you know, it's like a bundt cake.
But that's not all you're gonna bring. I have no doubt that Chris Bianco, because he's a giver. He loves giving pleasure.
I do want to give. I bring cash. You know, just people.
No, you're gonna bring a side of some kind of antipasti.
I am gonna bring something. you know,
for sure.
Just a snack.
Whatever.
Dave's gonna bring a fucking bucket of caviar.
Yeah, whatever's delicious. That's what he's whatever that he just got for the market, right? Could be Jerusalem artichokes. It might be asparagus. Something. That's whatever. He's gonna make something beautiful from the market.
You know what? I might bring a branch of tree fruit.
You'd also do that.
I'd probably bring a branch of tree fruit. Like okay. Little mandarins that we're bringing.
He's a very giving. He's a giver. He likes to give pleasure.
I like to give, and
I'm a very selfish lover.
Chris only receives pleasure.
I'm bringing a big Costco sized bag of Totino's pizza rolls. Just throw in the oven.
Nice,
easy peasy. You took all the best pastas already. Big ziti and lasagna, I think, is it. I think the only pasta adjacent thing left for me is like a big hotel pan of macaroni and cheese.
I think you're about to tell us your favorite sexual position. I like to lay down.
It's called alone staring at the ceiling.
Mac and cheese is a good call.
What you got, Kelly?
Okay, mine is easy. A hotel pan full of vodka pasta. It can be any kind.
Very nice.
It's just everyone loves it.
Yeah,
and you said Sicilian. Is Detroit different? Technically different.
It is. They're technically different.
I'm bringing. Thank you.
Fucking Kelly, that's fucking
I'm
strong.
Bringing a fucking pepperoni Detroit pizza.
This is why Kelly wins. This is my opinion. Kelly wins because to hit cleanup and fucking smash it like that is impressive.
Thank you.
To Detroit style, which is in the Sicilian family, but it is an own. But it is different. Own puppy. Yeah. It's different, you know. Well,
clearly,
the
Italians have disowned Detroit.
Not here. You know what?
That's why. It's its own different thing.
It's not one of us.
It's his own thing. It's his own thing, and it's pizza. And here's the UK. I think
it's like Tom and the Godfather. He's not a blood brother, but it's a
yeah. But you know, eventually, you know, he learns.
He's just a pawn in the whole thing.
He's
yeah.
just a pawn.
Even more accurate.
Michael just is like, yeah,
you go do that.
But
Tom.
He's like, Michael, I was much the son of to him.
You have it. You were too excited.
What the fuck? I can't remember shit.
Yeah.
But you get the picture. Tom saw himself as one of the guys that he was. He was.
I'm a little upset that I didn't win that, but fine.
Dave, you know what? Here's the thing. I should think it should be a tie. Because Dave.
What?
It should be a tie.
Why?
No, you know.
Because it is strong. Victoria, he came right at the hit.
No. They decide.
I feel bad now. But Kelly's was the was fantastic.
Kelly had the highest degree of difficulty, but Dave had the things that I wanted to eat.
Yeah.
How is that the highest degree of difficulty?
She went after all three of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mine was just a joke. I didn't even get on base.
You were joking about mac and cheese?
No, I would really bring a big bag of Totino's pizza rolls and it would go quickly. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But how would you prepare them if you're somewhere else? I'm just
microwave.
Yeah. Just throw them in there.
Oh.
That's it.
Using any day? Right?
Throw them right on the rotating tray, and just whenever he wants them, they just open the microwave, pull one out.
It's the air fryer. Those are air fryer. I have to become an apologist now, not a persecutor of the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
I've
changed.
Seen the. I'm literally Saul to the Apostle Paul.
You know, I
You're
never
literally
say this. I'm not
Apostle
proud of this because I do like as much as old school, and I like rubbing sticks together, making fire and stuff, but. I've never had anything out of an air fryer.
Bro.
We gotta get you one.
It makes sense.
It's for a long time, because it really is just a hair dryer. It's a very powerful hair dryer. That's it. But that's what a convection oven is as well.
I've never used a hair dryer.
Yeah.
Really? How do you get that?
Stress.
Stress.
How do I get this? Fuck. I'll text you. I'll FaceTime in the morning. It looks equally horrible.
Stress.
But, yeah, air fryer. It's pretty good. I've been cooking a lot of things in there.
I'm for it, man. I think technology and that kind of shit.
It brings back French fries from the dead.
Yeah.
From Van Lathan's mouth, he called it. And
it's the Crispinator.
All things that are frozen are delicious in an air fryer. You got it.
Got to get with
the
times.
Get with the times.
I'm
You know, I will never endorse the Instant Pot, but I will endorse and apologize.
You should maybe replace the big oven at Bianco with a giant air
like
fryer.
Like an air tunnel, which would be fucking badass. The air tunnel oven.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. No matter how you like your eggs scrambled, over easy, or sunny side up, the people at Vital Farms believe in one thing: keeping it bullshit free. That's why their pasture-raised eggs come from hens who each have over 108 square feet of space to roam and forage all year round. So you can spend less time questioning your food and more time enjoying it. Look for Vital Farms in your grocery store and learn more at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from sports exploration and green energy to delivering pizza and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
All right, you know what we got?
Buying, selling. It's time for the game where our panelists take various trends and products from food and pop culture and our host tells whether they would buy or sell on the topic. Each panelist will have 20 seconds to make their case. There will be one winner per topic selected by the production team. The winner of the game will have 30 seconds of airtime to dedicate to anything they wish. So let's get started with our first topic. Beans. From National Geographic UK.
Beans? Yes.
Yep. Fancy beans. Are you buying or selling?
I'm fucking buying the shit out of beans. Like, insane. I can't even buy enough beans right now. And I think, now you're talking about prepared beans? Is that the scenario?
It's just beans, exclamation mark.
Just beans. I'm fucking for beans, man. I think they're just, I think they represent, I'll say this, I don't want to go too long, but I was just like fascinated with man's ability to create currency. You know, like we fucking melt some shit down, make nickels, some aluminum foil, we make nickels and stuff. But maybe beans are the new currency. I think, you know, some Appaloosa beans are, you know, and they're delicious. So I think.
How could it be currency, Chris?
No, tomorrow I say, you know what? Tomorrow, it could be currency. Like tomorrow, like
gold?
Yeah, like gold.
Gold dust?
Like gold. Like fucking, like what is gold dust? Like
you're going to pay for dinner? It's like exactly. Five and a half Appaloosa beans.
Exactly.
You got Appaloosa?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, all the pricing is now fucking coordinated with.
Let me ask you this. How much is a can of beans in this bean economy?
Well, here's the thing. I'm half fucking around, but I am all in on beans. I think they're underrated. They've been undercooked, underdelivered, disrespected, and when they're fucking good, I mean, how good are they? So I'm in beans. Edit all this stuff, you know, all this rhetoric, but I'm in beans. I think they're just beautiful, misunderstood, and waiting for us in a pantry near you.
I'm so against beans. I'm going to say it. I'm going to offend so many bean lovers out there, including my own friends.
No, you're not.
Beans are so fucking gross.
No.
I'm so sorry. I've never liked beans.
What's the bean in your mind right now?
I'm thinking like a kidney bean.
But here's the thing. I don't buy it. I'm telling you right now. I can make you a fucking bean. You're going to go, goddamn.
And I'm going to pretend to like it.
No, you're not. You won't.
Everyone is always like, oh, these beans are so good. And I'm sitting there like, oh,
what kind of
beans?
Let's just go. Hey, we need a minute. We need a minute on this.
This is her turn.
This is like, I don't like reading. We need to get you the right book.
Senator is not abiding by congressional rules here.
Cut his mic.
The floor does not recognize the senator. The floor does not recognize the senator from Arizona.
Beans are fucking gross. I'm tired at pretending that I like beans. I don't like them. They have weird textures. They're kind of creamy, kind of gross. I already said gross. But also, they make you gassy. I'm so tired of foods that make me gassy.
I don't get gas.
Congrats. I get gas from every type of bean, every preparation. That's it. Fuck beans.
Chris Yang, are you going to be for or against? Because if you're for, I'll wait.
I'm for beans.
Okay, go for it.
I just a quick one. It's actually just a rebuttal. I love being gassy. I love to fart. And I think that for that reason, beans have always been wonderful for that. So for that reason alone, I also agree they're delicious. I do not like a kidney bean, but because they make you
the
gassy,
worst bean.
I'm pro bean.
Well, like most things in the world, if you're done.
I'm done.
You know, you can't make a blanket statement like all beans are good.
They're not.
Some beans are fucking delicious. And some beans are really terrible.
That's true.
Really, really terrible. Like people. They're really fucking terrible. Beans are like people. There's some good ones. Most are fucking terrible. And the people that think that they're good beans are actually shitty fucking beans.
I agree with that.
Right? So, what I'm here to say is, I'm against beans because there's more bad beans than good beans. And the reality is, when you do have a good bean, and there are times you get a good bean, you're like if you get a chicken dish at an Italian restaurant and you're eating it and you're like, oh, what's this that's on the side of the, like, oh, that's a bean. Oh, that's delicious. And it's, what's a big motherfucker bean called?
Oh, the big
the gigantes.
The gigantes. Those are.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the reality why. I'm going to finish it right here. The reason why good beans, I'm anti-good beans, even though I like to eat them. There's nothing nutritious about a dish that is good tasting beans because they're so fucking bad for you.
Yeah.
Are they bad for you?
Oh my God. How you make a bean taste good?
Pork fat.
Add a lot of things.
Oh, that shit, yeah. Well, that's the whole
nother thing. Sometimes it could be anything. Yeah.
Well, but here's the fucking thing. Now, okay, we're finished. We have to do
this. I'm just saying, it could be any.
I need an addendum.
Okay, Senator, I'm just telling you, like, is it really the bean that tastes good or everything fucking else?
It's every fucking thing else in the goddamn bean, but that's what I'm saying. It's a metaphor for playing well with others. What are we going to do? Fucking, I don't want to grind bean dust down, snort it. I don't want to fucking have a bean boiled water with no seasoning. I'm just saying, like, the only thing I'm just saying to Kelly, not going that she doesn't like the bean. I'm saying that. It's like saying the only people that you might have met are fucking maybe not the best people. I'm saying that even if most beans are shitty, I don't want any shitty beans. We're going to fucking together as a world. We're going to sort out the fucking beans and we're going to put them with pancetta or fucking hammered greens or whatever, tons of chili, and they're going to have make a friend. And they're going to fucking absorb all that good shit and harness that and be filled with some kind of protein and other bullshit.
I'm just saying, you just proved my point, Senator Bianco, that it is everything that makes the bean delicious that is delicious, not the bean itself. And that's why I'm not anti eating a delicious bean. I'm just saying the bean itself, it's like a pair of shoes without a person in it.
Yeah, but is it the rocket booster or the rocket?
Yeah.
I'm anti-booster, but I'm pro-rocket.
I mean, beans are real like humans. They are flawed individuals, and they actually ruin
rockets the perfection. Rockets are big fucking spats. You know? Rockets are statues without the booster.
One last thing, though. I do think what you said, though, Dave, I'm going to give credit to Dave, because I think that, like, there is the one thing that you said that sticks out to me most is, every time you eat a delicious bean, you're like, whoa, that was a delicious bean. It's always a surprise that a bean is delicious.
But then you ask yourself, oh, that's cooked in foie gras. Yeah. Oh, that's cooked in a lot of olive oil and pork fat and sugar and parmesan.
But your conclusion is always, I should eat more beans. But really, your conclusion is, I should eat more fat and delicious stuff on top of beans. I love your beans.
If you can't see, Chris is about to boil
over. I was eating
some
fresh fava.
Kidney beans suck, though. Let's be real.
Kidney beans suck, but here's the thing about it. If I go, beets suck, which they do, coming out of this shitty fucking can, but I'll say, we can make you a delicious beet, and that's all I'm saying. Most beans are shitty because people make them shitty. And I'm just saying, some people are shitty if we put them in bad situations. Some dogs are shitty if we put them in bad situations. Beans are the metaphor. They're the rocket booster. They're not the rockets. If we expect them to be the rockets, we're fucked. We're kidding ourselves. That's what I'm saying. So they are. The category is: are beans the new? Are they the enabler? They're in the enabler more than the enabled.
Chris, are you coming from Big Bean right now?
You know what? I'm going to add another analogy to this metaphor.
Big beans pockets.
I think beans are like drinking alcohol, you're chasing that high.
Of that one bean.
Of that one time, you're like, that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Man, yeah. That was a good time. Yeah. You keep on chasing and you just feel like shit. You get terrible hangover, more of a hangover. You know, in and of itself, not dangerous, right? Not bad. Not bad for you. But it's that pursuit of the high. And people are pursuing the bean high. And it's we got to stop that shit.
When I have my first bean, I become kind of a dick. But like three or four beans in, I'm like super fun.
Yeah. People want that bean fucking euphoria when you have a good bean dish.
But I think the alcohol is a great point. Because I don't need to sit down and crush gin. I'm not a big drinker. But I'm saying maybe hit it with some tonic and a lime from the garden. We're going to go somewhere. I think beans are the alcohol. They are the fucking alcohol of the vegetarian arsenal.
We've actually gone somewhere, believe it or not.
We fucking did it.
All right, you know, what's our score
bean
here?
There, none
that. That round goes to Dave for being democratic about, you know, having a utilitarian approach to beans.
I think it's.
I wish the world could see that.
We see, Dave. We see. We know.
All right. Next topic: hot food vending machines. All right. The University of Arkansas has installed a DiGiorno pizza kiosk that dispenses a pizza in 7 minutes. It cooks it on the spot. All right. Choices are pepperoni and cheese, and the pizza costs around $11.
What? Where is this from? Who created it?
This is from DiGiorno. So.
What I know, but where is it?
It's in the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's the fucking end of the world.
I do think they're part of the future. I have seen a lot since I've joined Acre as a venture partner. I've seen a lot of this technology. We have not invested in any of it. I've seen a couple of these automated pizza making things, and no, they're not nearly at the level of someone that's an expert like Chris, but it's like, it's just good enough. And they know that it makes the dough, it sheets it out, and it makes a 4. Out of 10, right?
Did you say sheets it out or
shit? But you know, it works. And like that I know is, and this was made by some SpaceX engineers that left SpaceX. And and here's the thing. And like, I saw them 3.5 years ago, almost 4 years ago, and they're not in production. I've seen a noodle manufacturer that makes a robot noodle machine. And a lot of it is they're just taking frozen things and then steaming it. So you're still stuck by the technology that we have today. Full stop. So there's not robot hands that can do the work of a maestro. It's just not there. It may never happen in our lifetime. The architecture you need to actually use your digits in a like an expert way, it's many, 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 many years away. And honestly, from what I've been told, multiple generations away potentially to have finesse. So like you're not going to actually have something that expert. You're going to have something that is more automated like a DiGiorno's or even DiGiorno's, the pizza's already done. So really all it is, it's a air fryer. It's an air fryer box, a giant air fryer box. So I understand it. I'm not opposed to it, but I think they're selling a false bill of goods.
God, it's not fresh food coming out of the machine.
No, it's not like it. There will be a point in a day when someone makes a fucking sick pizza, like that's like in-house cased in one machine and food in general. And I love that. I love going to food automats. I love that shit. Like from the 50s and 60s when you just you get a sandwich or whatever. I'm all for that. But I think people are selling a false bill of goods when they're saying, this is no, you're reheating a fucking pizza. We already have that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my take.
Does the machine take like a frozen DiGiorno and just heat it up in there? Or is there like some sort of elaborate thing where you're seeing things happen?
The photo I saw was just a big old box and you couldn't see behind it. Mm.
But even still, like let's think about coffee. That technology has been around for a while. How many people prefer even like the fancy Starbucks coffees you get when they grind everything? It's like, it's good, but it's capped to the most part. Most part, it's that styrofoam cup of coffee you get at the hospital that shoots out the powder that you could, you know, that's like the equivalent, right? You could say that's instant coffee. That's like high tech coffee, but is it something you want to eat? Rest my case and let's get out of here. I win.
I'm buying purely because literally every time
I'm shorting.
Literally, here's the thing. I'm buying because literally every time I see one of these machines, I buy something from it because I'm just so attracted to the novelty of it. Dave and I were at a mall in San Francisco. We saw a udon ramen machine or something. You're at, like, Dave's absolutely right. There's no, this one is
fully an opaque box. So there's no illusion that here come my noodles, here comes my broth. Oh, they're doing this.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
It's just a bowl of, you know, frozen instant. And you could tell it was frozen because as hot as some parts of it were, other parts were still frozen solid cold. So it's like it's just heating up a bowl of soup or whatever in the machine. But I will always buy from that. I'll always buy the cotton candy from like the playground, whatever that my kids go to. And it weaves the cotton candy into a shape and it pinches it and does like a little butterfly. I'll always buy the what's the big yogurt, frozen yogurt company, whatever. They have their automated thing and you get like a tiny little bowl of yogurt with three chocolate chips on it. Almost all of these are at the Santa Anita Mall. Almost all of them are at the Santa Anita Mall. I'll always buy from these things, but here's the thing. I've never seen anybody else buy anything from any of these machines. So I will say, out of honesty, that I am buying this because I'm literally always buying this, but I don't see, there's not lines out the door for these things, and it doesn't seem like it's drawing that many people in. So it doesn't seem like a worthy investment, but I have to be honest, I'm always buying this.
This also seems like a pitch when Chris Ying was editor of McSweeney's.
We should definitely make a machine.
No one's gonna buy it. No one's gonna buy this book.
Isn't it cool? So that's just where I'm coming from.
Do you want me to go next?
Yeah, I want you to go next.
All right. Let me take you back here.
I'm curious as to what she says.
I think she's in.
I am picturing that I'm buying. I am gonna firmly buy because of the flyover states. I immediately was transported to like my middle school ice hockey rink, right? Where the only food options are stale pretzels and like an automated coffee machine that only makes hot chocolate. You put one of those in a Midwestern ice hockey rink, in a Midwestern baseball field, anywhere, they're going to blow up. They're easy, they're breezy, they're beautiful. Bye.
Cover girl.
That's good.
Right? Because, I mean, to that point, even if it's just a machine that heats up your Hot Pocket,
at least you get a Hot Pocket. You
know, can I just interject real quick on this for or against game? I feel like a Republican nominee in, you know, running for like, you know, governor or Senate or Congress, and I'm not getting Trump's approval. if Kelly's not on the side, I'm like, fuck.
Why am I even doing this? Well,
fuck. I literally was like, what the fuck?
But you bought, Dave. You weren't buying.
No, I'm against.
See, if you were truly the Republican nominee, you would just need to spin what you actually said to be like, but I am also for this, obviously, of course. I mean, I said Kelly was an idiot, but what I meant was.
I'm going to go now. I've been thinking about this. As I was also absorbing the round table. Actually, what the fuck shape is this?
It's a paramecium.
Exactly.
Is it?
I don't know. It's just the blobbish thing.
It's like someone's smart here.
I think I would. You would expect me to be maybe against it, right? I think you said. And I guess if I had to choose, I need to explain this for a second. But I think the one thing that I'd like to broaden the discussion, because I think what we just talked about, the bean, putting people, beans, or machines in places they can succeed. Like if you said to me, Chris, we're going to put these fucking things in dispensaries, I'm buying, you know? I'm going to put these in places where, whatever, there's no people on this fucking island. The difference would be I'm for things with better things in them. Like for me, it doesn't cost more. Well, the ingredients will cost more, but it's not harder to make a good bowl of soup. You know, just fucking more water in a bigger bowl and math. People that know math, we can feed a lot of people. We can heat up fucking food, just like Dave said. It's just a warmer or whatever the fuck it is. So I think the key would be, and I guess this might be straddling the aisle, as I would say, but I would say I'm somewhat conflicted because on the I-10, if I could pull into something and say, you know what? These motherfuckers, they got a really good fucking delicious warm pretzel from a Courage bagel in there, whatever, that's warm out of this fucking machine, and another one can slap with butter. I'm fucking rolling on the freeway and I'm like, why not? Like in the autostrada, like in Italy kind of thing where you can go and get a perfect espresso and a toasty. So what does this mean? What does this mean? I would say in the moment I'm against it because people aren't fucking ready to put good shit in it. And we don't need mortgage shit anywhere. Whether people buy it or not, I think I personally have to, I would have to not do it because I think just because people buy shit doesn't mean we need to sell them shit. We need to find out how to make better shit and then find, like, we've got the antidote. We need to find the best way to apply that. And that's where I stand.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're for.
I'm against.
No,
I'm against.
I think it's
I'm
an
against.
Amazing political
I'm against,
stance. And
I'm against,
I think
I'm
that...
against in the moment. But I think, but I would be for it if we had, like, you know.
More beans.
Yeah, I'd be for, you know, yeah, I'd be for something if it was, if we, if it was an application of giving people something good.
I just love, you know, I would love to see your next stump speech be, "Hi, my name is Chris Bianco. Mm-hmm. And I believe in putting people, beans, and machines in a position to succeed."
Yeah, basically, I think that is it. I think we all need to be like find out like if I do the books, I would say my restaurant we close.
I would vote for you.
Is you know? So I think just like beans, if they
people,
you know
beans
expect
and
them to be fucking strawberries, who are we kidding? We're not. So
you know,
there we go.
We conclude the round, Senator Bianco. You acquitted yourself nicely. Kelly takes that round though. So it's she gets 2 points. Dave got 2 points for the last round. So it's 2-2. And then I gave a point to Senator Bianco for.
I'll take it. I'll take
about
it.
The, you know,
for putting people, beans, and machines in a position to succeed.
I almost took it away. So started talking about fucking beans again, but we're going to move on. So the Denver Gazette reports that the Denver City Council passed an ordinance Tuesday that bans restaurants from offering sugar-based drinks on children's menus. Global data insights firm Kantar suggests that consumers are continuing to seek out sugar replacements like stevia, monk fruit extract, and other replacement sweeteners. Is sugar doomed? Would you buy or sell on sugar?
Well, I'm going to buy that sugar is doomed because it seems like everything's doomed.
That's pretty much good.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's just the truth. Like, if we can't have fucking sugar, if I can't have a goddamn sugar cola.
If I right? can't have a goddamn sugar cola.
I mean, like, you know, there's enough things that have been, like, prevented from, you know, sometimes I want a fucking plastic straw.
Yeah. I can't have a sugar now, cola. We don't need to push sugar to the underground. You
yeah.
know?
Sometimes that sugar is the only thing I have to use as currency with my kids. Don't take away my last fucking break the fucking glass in case of emergency. Give me that fucking option. If I wanted to have no choice, I'd move to my fucking homeland of North Korea. I'll rest my case.
Pretty good. That's strong. One next go.
Wait, are we buying and selling on sugar itself or the downfall of sugar?
So I was going to say buy or sell on sugar itself. So buy or sell on sugar itself.
Dave. I'm selling sugar because we're doomed.
Okay.
Well, I'm buying sugar. Sorry, Dave.
That's great.
Because sugar's awesome. It's the best. And also, if you need a restaurant to not have sugar products, just like don't let your kids have sugar if you don't want them to have it so badly. Just parent your children. That's rich coming from somebody who doesn't have children. I realize that. But also, free speech, free world, have fucking sugar.
But you're pro what I'm saying now.
What? But right? I'm going to buy sugar because I want there to be more sugar. Sugar's awesome. Don't give me this like stevia crap. The fake sugars give me a headache. This conversation gives me a headache. I'm done.
You buying and selling sugar?
You can go next. Oh, I
don't know yet.
Okay, I can go. I'm actually, I would hate to say that I'm buying sugar. I'm buying sugar because it's the same theory of, you know, am I pro, you know, making weed legal, making fucking, you know, drugs. I mean, I would legalize every fucking thing for me. And learn to moderate it.
Hamster ham?
Yeah, you can have ham. You can do whatever you want. Ham, eggs. No, but I'm saying whatever it is, like, if we push it under.
Bianca's first campaign for a senator, freshman senator, is he's going to create drug-free zones.
Legal zones.
No, I'm just
drug
saying,
zones.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing I know as a kid. And, like, I think I've mentioned this before. But just fucking go to, pick your favorite Mexican restaurant. And let's just say, ordering the sizzling plate. And all you got to do is say the fajita plate, sizzling fajita. And what are we going to hear? Be careful. The plate's hot. We all fucking know it's hot. And 99 people out of 10, some fucking idiot's got to prove that it ain't that hot. I can touch it. My hands are like a... So I'm just saying is we push sugar down into the doldrums of whatever. I'm saying we can learn to wean the world off of sugar. So I'm buying a moderate piece of sugar just to control, it's the methadone clinic I want methadone and sugar to be in the same place, kind of monitored, but
boo. Don't monitor our sugar.
As the owner of the thing, I don't need to put 50 cokes on. Get your fucking beautiful Mexican Coke with cane sugar. We got it for you. And that should be a treat. But you don't need to.
His first failed campaign promise.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a good one. We're going to give you fucking Coca-Cola.
A stevia clinic on every street corner. But listen, as somebody who very recently burned the shit out of my hand grabbing a pot that somebody told me was too hot to handle at a restaurant.
I see it happen every day.
I am buying sugar. I mean, you can do whatever you want to try to ban sugar, but like, this is no different than the war on drugs. Like, sugar is maybe the most difficult thing to quit on earth. Like, nobody can stop eating sugar. Like, it is the foundational taste that humans and animals across the world seek out. Like, plants produce it, animals eat it. It is energy in its purest, easiest form. We cannot quit it. We've tried. The four of us have tried on this show to stop eating sugar. And the moment that competition was over, I ballooned into a giant fat monster again because I wanted sugar so bad. So, like, I'm buying sugar because you can't quit sugar.
Didn't know you're Jared fucking Diamond over here.
It's guns, germs, steel, and sweet sugar.
I mean, it's too big a discussion. Like, it's a serious one because.
Award the points.
That goes to Ying. So that was a really nicely played round.
Why?
We have a point lost.
That's the first time I've gotten anything.
So we have a point lost from Kelly for, quote, parent your kids to a room full of four dads.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, you're a dad?
Yes, I am a father.
What?
Minus one. So the scores.
Wow. I didn't know he could do that. I'm honestly
surprised that you know as a kid.
Right?
I thought you were like 18. You know?
I honestly.
Or did you think that he was like special?
You know, I thought you.
Not cool.
Take a point from Dave.
Listen, I didn't know, like, this, I feel
he's a
like
great dad. He's got a beautiful little son.
I feel a little bit like this is that moment where you're like, whoa, I didn't know AI could do that. Like, are they kind of coming for us now? Like, I didn't know you had the power to
sentient?
Take points. Like,
oh.
That's fucked up. AI is sentient. I didn't know that.
I didn't know
you know had feelings.
We can govern our own sugar content. I think we can handle that. I don't want to fucking see it pimped and shit like that, but if you need a fucking Coke.
What's next? No. This is bullshit.
Sugar control laws now.
So we're going to move away from food content for a little bit.
Thank God.
Amazon smart carts. All right, Dave, you mentioned that Amazon's Just Walk Out technology at Staples Center was awesome, but they're scaling back that program and focusing on something new, smart carts. Dubbed by NPR as self-checkout on wheels, shoppers can hold up products to built-in scanners, a scale can weigh produce, a touchscreen can show real-time updates to the receipt. Buy or sell on the Amazon smart cart.
Wait. Did you guys hear why they're rolling back the touchless markets? They literally said that it wasn't actually touchless. It was all the videos were transferred to India, and it was just 1,000 people
just watching. Just watching?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. You know, am I right?
That's insane. That's
so
amazing.
So fucking sell.
That's amazing.
No.
That's like beans.
That's absolutely incredible.
The first time I went through one, I was like, wow, the future is here. This is the coolest thing ever. And then to be duped, and it's just a bunch of
That's poor, insane.
Yeah.
I really? Know. That's crazy.
It was all just people in India watching you buy stuff. Can you? Oh.
I want to go.
I think that's sort of cool.
I want to go second. I want to go second. I need to go second. Because all I want to say is, I don't think anybody should be up there. I mean, that's fucking brilliant, Kelly. I didn't even know what the shit is. I had no idea what it is. You fucking knew about it. She knew about it. She fucking heard about it. You seen it. You know all the things.
So you're buying me?
I'm buying you, actually, right now.
Wow.
I'm buying Kelly's take on it. I mean,
I'm buying the technology. I'm buying anything that eliminates customer interaction.
At least he is consistent in his reasoning for all of the answers, which is like, people are horrible.
like if I have, I don't like to go through the self-checkout because it sucks. Because you know why it sucks? Not that I'm by myself.
Because the person in front of you is an idiot.
No, I always have to interact with the fucking salesperson or cash register person. That always.
You're saying you go for the self-checkout.
But inevitably, you're always just bad at it? No, I'm not bad.
Because they come up.
It always happens to some degree.
Yeah.
You're always stuck with like, God damn it. It says, please wait for a service person to come. I'm like, what the fuck is the point of having this?
And then the little light flashes like a dunce cap, just being like, hey, this dumb scan like, the chicken twice.
I was like, yeah, I know the fucking bag. Did you know you had the code? Yeah, I know.
Maybe there are also people watching those just to fuck with you. Because this is never
There's just
happened.
A clerk in the back being like, what's he have? Oh, 274992. Okay. How many diapers did he get?
Yeah. He seems like he's in a bad mood. Let's make it worse.
I'm going to reclaim my time later, I think. I got
What's happening
over
here?
Just say it.
No, I still think Kelly's point's the best, but I think this just send everybody to the fucking farmer's market and then just order shit to come to your house.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, but I mean, if you need other shit, and I mean,
I'm pro technology that eliminates human interaction in a seamless fashion. Yeah. Right?
Even if it forces it onto other people, that's their job.
No, I don't want that to happen. But I'm just saying, like, in general, transactions where I don't have to talk to somebody, fantastic.
I get it.
If the farmer's market can be transactionless like that, amazing.
Yeah. I like, you
know, you
know
what I mean? Like, sometimes
curse.
I want to talk to the farmer, and sometimes I'm like, I know I'm going to be stuck in this 30-minute conversation. I love the dude, but I don't want to talk.
I'm just worried, like, you know, if I'm dead, well, I regret the conversation I didn't have, so I'd rather say too much than not enough.
But that's you. That's why everyone loves you. No one loves me.
I love you, Dave. That's why I'm fucking here. You. I'm fucking busy. I wouldn't be here if I didn't love the shit out of you. Dave Chang's the most misunderstood man in the fucking world. I tell you. He is. Teddy bear.
I, too, loved the experience of walking into the Crypto Staples Center and just walking in and walking out. Because it fulfilled that promise that the self-checkout, you know, purportedly had, which was like, my life will be easier and faster, which inevitably is never in the self-checkout. Because I watch the checker lanes versus myself, and I'm always behind them. And I feel like I'm pretty good at punching in these numbers. So I enjoyed the experience. It is insane that there are people just watching you and doing that. That is absolutely ridiculous. So whatever, I'll buy.
Our next topic is Apple Robot. Apple is shifting their automation efforts from the Apple Car to a new Apple Home Assistant robot. According to Bloomberg, Apple is working on developing a feature set, but rumors from CNET include following you around during conference calls and doing your dishes for you. Buy or sell the Apple robot.
Buying. I can't wait for more help. I mean, if Siri actually did shit, it'd be awesome, right? I'm just saying. It's a long way away. I don't need a robot. I look at it this. Am I pro a dishwasher in my house? Abso-fucking-lutely. Am I pro that I don't have to load my oven with wood or coal? Abso-fucking-lutely. Right? So I view a robot as just a step up into the general advancement in technology of like, oh, you know what's also like I consider a robot? My remote control. It's amazing. Right? So like, if there's anything that can actually make my life a little bit easier, like, oh, Dave, when you're sleeping, this robot, Apple Robot, picked up your pillow that dropped off your bed and put it back under your neck.
Yeah.
Why would I be against that?
While you're sleeping, this robot gave your wife a neck massage. Because
great!
<it's>
like-
That sounds awesome. That
sounds awesome. Better.
Better it than me.
No, he didn't say that.
No, but like, you know, if it does it better, I'll take a neck massage. Imagine a robot giving you a masseuse.
I imagine it every day. Every day I think about it.
Am I the only one that's pro-robot?
Oh, no, I'm so pro-robot. For all the reasons you said, I'm not going to get any points for this because this game is rigged anyway.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
But I want a robot in my house. I want a robot listening to me at all times. Anything that gives me more time to rot my brain sounds like a win to me. Also, imagine like something kind of, wouldn't it be kind of fun and flirty if the robot turned evil and then it got a little like testy in the house, kind of like the DCOM smart house? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, what happened?
Oh, in smart house, the smart technology in the house goes evil and then they kind of are haunted. And that could be a fun side quest. I'm pro.
I would love to sort of like pre-negotiate an agreement with the robots, right? Because I feel like it's inevitable that they're going to just go evil and take over. But I'm like, fine, but put me in like a Matrix kind of situation where I'm just happily ensconced in a false reality and you're just draining my energy. I don't want to be like tortured I'm willing to just give up my body and consciousness to you, but like, I would just like to pre-negotiate that with the robots before we get there. I don't know. I'm scared of robots. I'm a little scared.
So you're buying or selling?
I would buy that they're inevitable. I'm selling as a last ditch resistance effort just to keep us from losing everything.
There's no way he's pro.
He's anti-robot all the way. No. He's already arming himself.
Here's the thing. I think I will preempt this with, if it was more like a robot, you know, like, hey, you know, he was kind and whatever, and they couldn't fuck with them and they didn't kill grandma. But I mean, eventually they're all going to kill grandma. I mean, they're all going to fuck everything up. And I don't know, man. I just, it's just, we already don't have enough room for fucking humanity. Now we're going to stick, everybody's got, like, needs another robot. How many fucking robots you have? It's just too fucking much. I mean, I have a 6-passenger car now. What do we got to get? The robot? We got to bring the fucking robot? Like, does he need a seatbelt?
Who gives a fuck? Like,
it is. It's a reality. Fucking 2 bedrooms. Do they sleep standing up? Were there quarters? It's a fucking mess. It's just too much. I can't. Like, I have fucking 3 kids and 8 robots.
I already got to wait in line for the bathroom. Now this robot's got to take a shit in front of me.
The government's already thinking, like, are they dependents? Like, what the fuck?
Wait, let's just talk about the sci-fi of can't this all. It. Like, Blade Runner style. No. It's going to happen. Not in our lifetimes, maybe. But if you told our generation 50 years ago that you're going to meet your significant other on an app, right?
Yeah.
You think in 50 years, people are going to be like, I'm dating this robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think so.
There's a movie like that, isn't there?
Many movies like that.
Also, there's a whole show about Ray Romano. His new girlfriend is it's a sex doll. I lied.
Just be clear, it's not a documentary series about Ray Romano's new sex doll girlfriend.
Is Phil Roosevelt in there?
No. It's on HBO.
Everybody really actually truly loves Ray Romano.
Well, now I gotta find it.
It's a new show specifically
about Ray Romano, the actor. His new girlfriend is a sex doll.
That would actually be a pretty good show title.
It is a sex doll. Don't worry. It's called Made for Love.
Yeah, it is wild to think that it sometime in our lifetime will happen. But like, I was talking to somebody today. What's crazy about it is we have spent, I think you're talking about like 50 years ago. We spent the last, 5, 6, 7, 8 decades making books and movies and just media generally about the terrifying future of AI taking over. Like, that's all we've done. And now we're like, hey, we got this AI thing. This is pretty cool. it's as though somebody said to us, hey, I created this powerful ape man who can speak and who's got some like vicious, violent tendencies. Should we release him out into the world? Like, I don't know what could go wrong
but
here.
But I think it's man's interaction with fucking everything, religion, any fucking things that starts with an inkling of decency. This is going to fuck it up, you know? So I think I trust the robots more than humanity. And I think that for that, I have to pull the fucking plug on these motherfuckers and and just say, you know, just get a fucking Suburban and, you know, get 6 seats, have a couple, you know, have kids or don't get get a convertible.
Let's say it's like, let's fast forward like 10 years from now. Yeah. One of your kids comes home with a boyfriend or a girlfriend that's a robot. You accept them or no?
That's a good title for a book. I'm fucking a robot.
A robot comes home.
You know what? Here's the thing. Like, if I told my mom that back in the day, she'd just want me to be happy. You know?
But you don't want your kids to be happy?
I do want my kids to be happy. That's why
he just doesn't want them fucking robots.
I don't want them fucking robots, but if they made them happy, I would. No, I wouldn't. I mean, what am I saying?
Dave's whole motto is everything is doomed. So why not some robots?
And in 25 years, when the robots have taken over, they're going to use this as the evidence that you guys were opposed to them. But I wasn't.
And we're
going to
be alive.
I wasn't opposed to you robot overlords.
I really wanted to pre-negotiate.
You know what, man? It's just, here's the thing. I'm pro-robot. I'm anti-human's ability to
your thing is like you're a generous lover and you're afraid you can't give that pleasure to the robot if you have the ticket.
So basically, we brought this full circle. You're saying robots are beans.
Yeah, I think robots.
I think beans and machines are going to succeed.
I think, you know, they're going to be fine. You know, just like the planet's going to be fine, we're fucked. You know, the planet's.
Planet will go on.
We just fucked up shit. We fucked up.
Oh, we depressed Chris Bianco today.
I'm somewhat bummed out. I'm kind of bummed.
That round goes to Senator Bianco because the image of a robot being strapped into a Tahoe did it for me.
That's what I'm saying. It's sad but true.
And he's also took the intrepid stance of telling that.
And then the robot hates your fucking music.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God.
All right.
Fuck. My kid's enough already with the fuck. I mean, whatever.
Let's do one more. This one's a little saucy. Buy or sell on VPNs. So VPNs are virtual private networks. Allow users to access otherwise blocked websites from other states. Now, this is salient because over a dozen states, including Texas and Louisiana, have enacted legislation forcing Pornhub and other purveyors of streaming online adult videos to verify the identities of its users to ensure children and teens aren't accessing sexual material harmful to minors. So VPNs, buy or sell if these bans on like websites and social media continue?
I'm going to sell. And here is why. I think, me included, we're too stupid to use VPNs properly, and everyone can see right through them. I don't know. In my opinion, or from my knowledge, no one's actually using a VPN correctly, and they're paying all this money to use the VPN or like trying to do all these workarounds, but the NSA can see everything you're fucking doing anyway. So fuck a VPN, especially services that make you pay for a VPN, because I don't think they're actually hiding anything. That's all.
That's good.
Do you know what a VPN is?
No. But, you know, like, there's
picture,
this...
Picture a beam.
VPN, like, launders your, computer address.
Well, here's what I would equate it to, I would say. Like, in my industry, there's a... And I got nothing against this other VPN, but there's Vera Pizza Napolitana, which is a... which is a VPN, which, you know, you have to follow certain rules and, you know, and everything. And even though I'm not against it, you know, I don't want really anybody governing my pizza or what is this particular
VPN? So you'd be pro VPN because you want to remain under the radar doing your own thing.
No, I don't necessarily care about whether I'm under or over the radar. I don't understand it, Kelly. You gotta help me. I'm fucking understand what VPN is. Like,
it hides your pornos from people, basically, is what we're talking about here.
Everything can be traced back to your IP address, your IP address to your device. So it basically jumbles that and puts it somewhere else. So technically, you are accessing things that
I got nothing to hide. So I'm whatever. I got nothing to hide.
Okay.
I want you to be able to fuck me. If I get so fucking sick, and this has nothing to do with porn or anything else, but I do want like at least my, you know, somebody be able to fucking see how crazy I am. You know, I want you to be able, somebody be able to access that. You know, maybe I fucking lose my mind and like someone's got to look into this motherfucker's phone. And I'm like, you can look at my, I'll tell you one thing. This is true. One, the best thing about for me and my, like my relationship with my wife, whatever, I can fucking leave the phone on. I don't give a fuck. She can check my Google, check my fucking shit. Look at the, you know, whatever. On the Instagram. What's the thing where like it says you like to see the Instagram, what you're looking at?
The Discover tab.
How do you do that? We should ask someone like that.
I'm excited to see this. Can we actually look? Can we get a live? Kelly, can you pull up his Discover tab? I would like to get a live look at this.
It's your
tab
animals.
Right now.
You have so many.
What is it?
Oh, it's just all trucks and food. although there is one bikini pic.
Is there a babe?
I feel like every man has one babe on their page. Oh, look, it's you guys.
Oh.
Hey, buddy. We're on your Discover page.
Oh, it's so boring.
It's just trucks and food.
But it's
whatever.
She sends me animal porn.
No, but I don't know. I love the freedom of like whatever you're going to do. Like even if you're fucking robots, you're doing whatever. Put it on there. I don't care. Like, but you know, like we might need to know if you're crazy.
All right.
That's all.
All right. We good?
We are good.
Who won that? I didn't even answer it.
You didn't even answer it. I think Kelly wrapped it up. All right. Right away. And Dave, you are the winner.
Woo!
It's 4-3-3, Ying with 2. Yeah.
Pyrrhic victory. Now I understand what that is.
So we're pro robot.
I feel nothing about this victory.
Give us 5 stars. Go eat some delicious Bianco pizza, and we'll talk to you next week.